You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Like many comic book fans, Jameel Hemphill got hooked on comics when he was a kid. Growing up in Oakland, he loved stories about superheroes, villains, and other realms. But something was missing. He wanted more characters that looked like him and the communities of color surrounding him. So he and his friends launched National Press Comics. It's a publishing company that focuses on diversity with characters and genres. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Jameel about being a nerd.
Were you a blurred growing up, a black nerd?
Yeah, that's fair. Although my blurredness didn't kick in to like, I don't know, like fourth grade or so.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a cartoon kid. Everybody watches cartoons, everybody. But when I was in fourth grade, it's like a magical story, okay? I found some, like $4 on the street. Like okay. I was riding my bike, I found some money. And I immediately rode to the Quick Stop. Okay. And I spent all the money, just like a kid would do. But I $4, and I'm dating myself. This is mid-80s. So $4 was a lot for candy and for baseball cards and all that.
You hit jackpot.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
Jackpot.
So I had like a dollar left, dollar and 20 cents or something left, and I could not figure out what to buy. And all of a sudden, like glowing was there. It was a spinner rack with the comic books. And I bought a copy of Uncanny X-Men, and that was a wrap. I stopped buying baseball cards. I like stopped buying Slurpees. I would literally like use my sugar money on comic books, and I loved them ever since. So that's when I became like a nerd.
You know, it's amazing how nerd culture has evolved.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, yeah. I mean, I was a nerd and we weren't the cool kids.
Not at all.
And now nerds are the cool kids. Do you kind of miss when nerds were outcasts?
You know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, because when you see everybody enjoying what you're in, there's a sense of satisfaction. Like, see, I told you this stuff was cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, now you like it, you know? And then I think, like, holding on to your nerddom is where, like, a lot of the toxic fandom comes, that gatekeeping. So, like, I think it's great that everybody's into it, and you just have to respect they nerd. Like, I think even now, there's still people are nerds for the movies. Mm-hmm. Right? Speaking specifically about comic books. Like, oh, you're a nerd. And those are completely different stories.
They are.
Than what you read. So there's two different ways to enjoy it.
Tell me about NPC, National Press Comics.
Yeah, NPC is a creator-owned publishing company based here in Oakland, or based here in the Bay Area in Oakland. It's funny, I think even in our company about section, it started with me saying I could do that. And that's really all it was. I was reading some comics, and this is back when I was like 13 years old, mid-90s. And I just decided that I was like, you know, I could do this. I can make my own books. And I looked up to Dwayne McDuffie and the creators over at Milestone, who are known for Static Shock and Icon. They had started to have less of a presence in the industry. Milestone faded away because they were under the control of DC, and they just weren't receiving the marketing that a lot of other places would. So between Milestone and Image taught me that you don't have to go work for Marvel or DC. There were seven artists. They wanted to make their own thing. They took off and made their own company, and now it's the number three publisher. So that was mind-blowing for a kid. But unfortunately, none of them looked like me. So Milestone was that company where it was a bunch of people, specifically people of color, black, Latino, Asian, who started their own imprint. And so that told me, like, oh, you can make your own comics, but you can also do it looking like you. I realized that if I was going to control the narrative, which is a big thing with my family, my aunt Linda Cumby, who taught at Oakland Tech English for 20 years, she was big on teaching me to control the narrative. Like, if you don't tell your story, someone else is going to tell it badly.
When we met, you broke down the hurdles to getting your comics into stores.
Correct.
And usually we talk about comic books, it's DC Marvel. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that to the audience? Like,
for sure.
Just how the publishing industry or the publishing model works for comic books.
For all intents and purposes, there's a monopoly in the distribution. So the reason that Marvel and DC are so synonymous with comic books is because, one, they have the marquee characters. They've been around for 75 and 80 years, respectively. But also because they make a deal with the one distributor, Diamond Comics, what that ends up doing is flooding the market with their titles. So when you go into the store, you would think it's only DC and Marvel, because you show in and there's 120 comic books on the shelf, and like 93 of them are either DC or Marvel.
Now, you and I, we both grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. We're 80s kids.
Yeah.
And one thing that I loved growing up in the 80s was wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
You used to be a wrestler.
I did. It was a, how do I call it? A wonderful detour. By the time I got to college, I was all about, I want to be a comic book artist. You couldn't major in it, so I got graphic design, but still, that's what I wanted to do. And then I was a little more out of shape than I am now. And my buddy LaDon called me up one day and he said, hey man, we should get back in shape. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. What should we do? And he goes, you know, I found a pro wrestling school in Hayward and we get a discount if we sign up as a tag team. And I had wrestled in high school and then my first year of college. And so I immediately said, that is the dumbest thing you've ever said to me. We're friends, but not for long. Like, I am not, I will give you horse nor armor for this quest. And he went and joined without me. And then finally one day I just went down to see what this was. And I drove to this garage in industrial part of Hayward past Winton, way out there almost by the water. And I met Donovan Morgan. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in there and I was like waiting to talk to him. I said, hey, my friend signed up. I just want to see what this is about. And he goes, okay, sit down in the foyer and I'll wait. And through the foyer, you could kind of see into the garage area where the gym was set up. And I'm sitting there waiting, and all of a sudden I hear this huge creak. And then stomp, 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 creak, stomp, 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 creak. And I look over, and there's Dilip Singh, who wrestled in WWE as Great Khali. He's about 7 feet tall, 300 pounds, giant Indian guy. And I see him just like running back and forth, and he's just 350 pounds of solid muscle. And Donovan comes out, and he goes, yeah, so LaDon signed up, and you're his friend. What do you think? And I asked Donovan one question. I was like, hey, would I have to wrestle that guy? And he was like, maybe. And I don't know what it was, but I was like, I'm in.
Oh, gosh.
I want to wrestle Dilip. Now, admittedly,
I want to wrestle a 300-pound man.
Later on, I got my wish. We had what's called Heat Night, where you learn how to take strikes, and Dilip made me and my friend Chris Wyckoff cry. I'm freely admitting that with a chop, it made us cry. It was horrible.
So a story I've read that you wrote is Minute. Is that how you pronounce
it? Yes, correct.
Okay, so Minute the Goddess. It's a black lesbian superhero.
Correct.
So tell us about Minute and what inspired the story. That's a great story to inspire the story.
Yeah, basically my daughter inspired the story. I looked at my characters and I don't necessarily have a checklist, but if I see a chance to write a character or a story that I've never tried before, I'm going to go for it. And when I had my daughter, I kind of realized I didn't have very many characters that directly look like her. You know, I have black female characters, but I just wanted a character specifically like, I'm going to make a character because you're here now. And I wrote Minute, who was a goddess, and I tried to make it more all ages. That was another thing I hadn't done before, was an all ages title. This may be my privilege speaking, but I've never considered a character sexuality. Mm-hmm. I just was writing her and her now girlfriend. And then like about halfway through the issue, I realized, oh, they like each other.
They like each other. They like each other.
Yeah, and then I just wrote it that way from then on. But I didn't set out to try to check diversity checkboxes or anything. I just wrote the characters I saw her, and then that came out.
And so she has this power of this Egyptian goddess.
Correct. Nubian. Which is a plot point, because Nubia and Egypt were two separate countries who warred. And so in this story, not only do the countries war, but their deities that they believe in also war.
What do you love most about being a creator?
It's great to attempt and actually do what Stephen King likes to call telepathy. You create an idea and then you put it in someone else's head and it lives there. There's kids out there who've read Minute now, and Minute is having adventures that I haven't written in their head. And that's super satisfying. I was in Indianapolis and we were at the Black Expo. And so what they'll do out there is they will give all the kids free tickets to the expo. So like a bunch of kids had bought our comics, and then we left at the end of the day and the kids were sitting on the sidewalk. It was like, I don't know, like 9 or 10 in a row, and they're all just nose deep in our comics. And they were so engrossed in them, they didn't even notice the guys who sold them the comics walked by. Like, they were just engrossed. And like that right there, like that was, I could retire. Like, that's it.
That was comic creator Jameel Hemphill speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. You'll find Jameel and other National Press Comics artists at First Fridays in downtown Oakland.